بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. On behalf of Understand Quran Academy, I would like to welcome you to 18th lesson, in which we will study a prayer that we usually recite before saying salam or before ending salah, and also we'll do some grammar and learn some motivational tips. Let us start with the prayer. اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي ظلما كثيرا ولا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت فاغفر لي مغفرة من عندك وارحمني إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. اللهم O Allah, إني indeed I. إن is indeed. إنه إنهم. إنك إنكم. إني إن إني indeed I. ظلمت I have wronged. ظلم ظلم ظلمت ظلمتم ظلمت I have wronged nafsi myself. Nafsi myself. Nafs meaning self or soul. Nafsi myself. Dhulman kathira. Excessive wrongs. With excessive wrongs. Dhulm is wrong. Kathir is excessive. Too much. A lot. Allahumma inni dhulamtu nafsi dhulman kathira. O Allah, indeed I have wronged myself with excessive wrongs. ولا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت و and لا يغفر does not forgive. لا يغفر does not forgive or no one can forgive الذنوب sins. الذنوب sins. ذنب is singular and plural of ذنب is ذنوب. إلا أنت except you and none can forgive sins except you. Fa, thus, so fa is thus, اغفر, forgive, li, me, فاغفر لي, forgive me. You know, in English, we don't say forgive for me. We have talked about this preposition, so this preposition comes in Arabic with غفره, but in English, we don't say forgive for me, we just say forgive me. مغفرة, forgiveness. Min عندك from near you. عنده means near. عنده means near. عنده عندهم عندك عندكم عندي عندنا عندك near you. From near you, that means you know your forgiveness, special forgiveness. وارحمني and ارحم. Wa is and ارحم have mercy. Ni on me. We have to add on. Have mercy on. Wa and wa and irham have mercy on ni me warhamni and have mercy on me faghfir li maghfiratan min indika warhamni so forgive me out of your forgiveness from near forgiveness from near you meaning out of your forgiveness وَارْحَمْنِي and have mercy on me. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. إِنَّكَ indeed you. أَنْتَ you. This is a style of Arabic to emphasize, to add emphasis. Indeed you, you. That means indeed you alone. الْغَفُورُ oft forgiving. Most forgiving, oft forgiving. الرَّحِيمُ most merciful. إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. Translate. إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. Indeed you, meaning indeed you alone, oft forgiving, most merciful.
Allahu Akbar.
Now let us come to analysis of some of the words. First of all, we have learned nafs. Nafs means self. Plural of nafs is anfus or nufus. Both plurals are used. Anfus or nufus. You know, earlier we have studied plural of Muslim as Muslimun, Muslimin, Kafir as Kafirun, Kafirin. So plural of nafs is not nafsun, nafsin. It is nufus or anfus. It does not follow the standard law of adding un or in. It has broken the law. So it is called broken plural. So there are two types of plural in Arabic. First is the one which is formed by addition of un or in, which is called solid plural, jam'a salim. And this is which breaks the law, it is broken plural. For example, plural of nafs is nufus or anfus. Similarly, dhamb is sin. And the plural of dhamb is not dhambun, dhambin. It is dhunub. This is also broken plural. There are some special features attached to broken plural that we will study later on. Also, we have noticed special constructions in this prayer. A verb followed by its noun is there to add emphasis. For example, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman. Zalamtu zulman. I have wronged. That means I have done too much wrong. Similarly, ighfirli maghfiratan. Forgive me forgiveness. That means please forgive me. You know, that expresses the sincerity and eagerness in the prayer.
Allahu Akbar.
Some things to ponder about this prayer. This prayer was taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He was the most pious person in this whole ummah, and still the Prophet has taught him this prayer. So imagine with what seriousness and with what eagerness we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his forgiveness for our sins. As we complete the salah, we complete it with a prayer to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins, to erase our bad account, and then simultaneously we, you know, make an intention to restart the life again with good work. In fact, we can live from salah to salah. We ask for guidance, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to erase our bad deeds, and then go to this world, do our things, and then come back to next salah, again ask for guidance, and ask him to remove our sins, and so on. Let's come to grammar. In grammar, I would like to tell you about one secret of this course. We are learning vocabulary as well as grammar. Right now, there are two parallel tracks. Pure vocabulary approach will be inefficient. We will have to learn each of those 21 verbs separately. For example, ظَلَمَا ظَلَمُوا ظَلَمْتَ. Each of these had to be learned separately. So, we are learning grammar. Pure grammar will make the course too boring and cumbersome. For example, if we analyze the grammatical aspects of this supplication, it will take hours of dry exercise. So what we are doing is we want to build vocabulary from what we recite every day, and we are learning grammar through TPI, which makes it easy, plus we are letting you know every time as to how many times that verb occurs in the Quran. That should increase our excitement. And these two tracks will slowly merge as we learn more and more of vocabulary as well as grammar. In the last class, we have learned bab daraba, C-type verbs, daraba. I just want to summarize these three types that we have learned so far. First type was fataha. Fataha, fatahu, fatahta, fatahtum, fatahtu, fatahna, yaftahu, yaftahun, taftahu, taftahun, aftahun, aftahu, iftah, iftahu, la taftah, la taftahu, fatih, maftuh, fatih. Huwa fataha, hiya fatahat, huwa yaftahu, hiya taftahu. That was bab fataha, type A. Next style was bab nasara. This is the pattern which occurs most in Quran as well as in Arabic language. نصر نصروا نصرت نصرتم نصرتوا نصرنا ينصروا ينصرون تنصروا تنصرون أنصروا ننصروا أنصر أنصروا لا تنصر لا تنصروا ناصر منصور نصر هو نصر هي نصرت هو ينصر هي تنصر. You should be able to say it so quickly. And third type was باب ضرب. He hit. ضرب ضربوا ضربتا ضربتم ضربتوا ضربنا يضربوا يضربون تضربوا تضربون أضربوا نضربوا اضرب اضربوا لا تضرب لا تضربوا ضارب مضروب ضرب هو ضرب هي ضربت هو يضرب هي تضرب. On this pattern, we will learn two more verbs today, صبرا and غفرا. صبرا means he was patient. He bore it, he took it with patience. Translate, صبرا, he was patient. صبروا, they all were patient. Sabarta, you were patient. Sabartum, you all were patient. Sabartu, I was patient. Sabarna, we were patient. Yasbiru, he takes it with patience. He bears it with patience. Yasbiruna, they bear it with patience. Tasbiru, You bear it with patience. Tasbiruna. You all bear it with patience. Asbiru. I bear it with patience. Nasbiru. We bear it with patience. Isbir. Bear it with patience. Isbiru. Bear it with patience. La tasbir. Don't bear it with patience. La tasbiru. Don't bear it with patience. Sabir. The one who is patient. Masbur. Doesn't come. You know, sabir. The one who is patient. Nobody is affected, so this form doesn't come. So we'll say it dash. There are many verbs in Arabic for which, and in any language, for which object doesn't come. This is one of them. And even if you make it, it will not come in the Quran, it will not come in Arabic. So don't worry. So sabir, the one who is patient, dash sabr, to be patient or patience. Huwa sabara, hiya sabarat. Huwa yasbiru, hiya tasbiru. Now repeat after me, and we are talking to Arabs. Orient the brain. Sabara sabaru. Sabara sabaru. Sabarta sabartum. Sabarta sabartum. Sabartu sabarna. Sabartu sabarna. Yasbiru yasbiruna. Yasbiru yasbiruna. Tasbiru tasbiruna. Tasbiru tasbiruna. Asbiru nasbiru. Asbiru nasbiru. Isbir isbiru. Isbir isbiru. La tasbir. La tasbiru. لا تصبر لا تصبروا صابر صابر داش داش صبر صبر هو صبر هي صبرت ويصبر هي تصبر. Now repeat with me. صبر صبروا صبرت صبرتم صبرت صبرنا يصبر يصبرون تصبر تصبرون أصبر نصبر اصبر اصبروا لا تصبر لا تصبروا صابر داش صبر هو صبر هي صبرت هو يصبر هي تصبر.
الله
غفر means he forgave. Translate. غفر he forgave. غفروا they forgave. غفرت you forgave. غفرتم you forgave. غفرت I forgave. غفرنا we forgave. يغفر he forgives. This is on the pattern of ضرب يضرب يظلم يصبر. And we have learnt it in the prayer also just now. وَلَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. So, يَغْفِرُ he forgives. يَغْفِرُونَ they forgive. تَغْفِرُ you forgive. تَغْفِرُونَ you forgive. أَغْفِرُ I forgive. نَغْفِرُ we forgive. إِغْفِرُ forgive. إِغْفِرُ forgive. لَا تَغْفِرُ don't forgive. لَا تَغْفِرُ don't forgive. غَافِر the one who forgives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maghfur, the one who is forgiven. We say so and so who is dead, marhum and maghfur. Maghfira, to forgive, or forgiveness. Huwa ghafara, hiya ghafarat. Huwa yaghfiru, hiya taghfiru. And repeat after me. Ghafara, ghafaru. Ghafara, ghafaru. Ghafarta, ghafartum. Ghafarta, ghafartum. Ghafartu, ghafarna. Ghafartu, ghafarna. Yaghfiru, yaghfiruna. يغفروا يغفرون تغفروا تغفرون تغفروا تغفرون أغفروا نغفروا أغفروا نغفروا اغفر اغفروا اغفر اغفروا لا تغفر لا تغفروا لا تغفر لا تغفروا غافر غافر مغفور مغفور مغفرة مغفرة هو غفر هي غفرت هو يغفر هي تغفر. Now repeat with me. غفر غفروا غفرت غفرتم غفرت غفرنا يغفر يغفرون تغفر تغفرون أغفر نغفر اغفر اغفروا لا تغفر لا تغفروا غافر مغفور مغفرة هو غفر هي غفرت هو يغفر هي تغفر.
الله.
In this short course we have taken four verbs on this pattern of ضرب or C type. ضرب ظلم صبر and غفر. Just a tip to remember these in sequence. If somebody hits you, then he has done ظلم. So ضَرَبَ then ظَلَمَ. And the one who is hit, if he cannot do anything, then he should be patient. صَبَرَ. And the one who hits, he should ask forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can غَفَرَ him, or he can forgive him. ضَرَبَ ظَلَمَ صَبَرَ and غَفَرَ. All these four verbs come on the pattern of باب ضربة. This is just a tip to help you remember that these four verbs come on that pattern.
Allah.
In learning tip, let us listen to a hadith.
Allah,
the Prophet ﷺ said, no people assemble in one of the houses of Allah reciting the book of Allah and studying it among themselves, and studying it among themselves without tranquility descending upon them, mercy of Allah covering them, angels surrounding them, and Allah making mention of them in the presence of those near Him. So if you study Quran by yourself, of course you are one of those خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. But if you want to get 4 extra rewards, then just make a team. First of all, if you are really serious in learning Quran, make a plan. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. As they say, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So the plan for studying Quran and completing Quran has to be there. And our course, complete course, is 200 hours. So if you are serious about that, just make a plan. Next, there are many people who start the course but do not continue. Why? Because shaitan can attack you easily if you are alone. That's why I would say form a team. And restart it again and again. Even if you fail 10 times, no problem. You restart it again and again. If you have a team, it will ensure continuity, consistency, support from each other, in addition to benefiting from each other's learning. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us fulfill all the duties of the Quran. Allahumma rabbi zidni ilma, subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.